always good to open the season with the win, Coach, and you do that tonight. I guess before we talk specifics, just overview of how you feel here after a four-point win.
Going into this, Air Force run Princeton-style offense, a lot of backdoor cuts. We didn't give up any backdoor cuts. They play a slower possession game. They try to play in the 60 possessions. We try to get in the 70, 75 range. We were able to play at our pace at 70. And I thought that was the difference, but the defense was really, really, really good. Proud of the defense, the effort that those guys gave, paying attention to details. It was just a fun night for us, and the energy was awesome.
Yeah, you had several 5-second counts tonight. I think you had more tonight than you had all of last year. I mean, I don't recall maybe any to be, and that to me, that's all about playing hard and concentrating, because those out of bounds plays, usually you're just kind of like, go ahead and get it in, right?
Different group, different mentality. They talk defense. They hold each other accountable on the defensive end. It's not an argument. It's something that's said, and then we move on to the next play. And it's just a fun thing to watch how hard they compete on the defensive end. So if we can get that consistent effort, you know, from here on out, I think we'll have a great year.
Air Force got out to a great start. You're down 13-2, but didn't seem to be any panic at that time. But what were you able to do to sort of dig out of that early?
The one, we got stops and was able to get out in transition. We didn't get stops early. They was going at will. We were able to settle down and get some stops and get out in transition, get some easy layups, some easy threes. But the matchup zone kind of gave us a little bit of trouble early. We told them that. We just ran our offense against the matchup zone, and it was successful. Guys were able to hit shots and get comfortable, and we were able to build the lead and hold on and sustain the lead.
Yeah, you build the lead to 12 with about 6.5 minutes to go, and at that point, you know, I wondered out loud, do you build the lead here, or you just kind of maintain the lead and kind of cruise to the victory, or do they get back in the game? Unfortunately, it was the latter, as they cut it down to 3 eventually. You even got several stops there, but offensively couldn't score as much here down the stretch.
We took difficult shots during that time that led out to their transition. We should have kept going in transition and pushing and getting great shots, but you know how that goes. You see 12 and you get a little happy with 12 and start taking some shots that we normally don't take, and I think that led to those guys getting back in. They hit some big threes down the stretch, and you know, that's the great equalizer in basketball.
No question about it. When you look at some of those offensive possessions then late, was there some tentativeness there? You know, when you had the lead at maybe 6 or 7, you know, one more bucket might have really put the pressure on them.
No, I thought we took some good shots during that time and missed some quality shots. We had a great look from three that we missed. Normally we would make. That led, and they hit another three on the other end that cut the lead a little more. We fouled. They made their free throws. We missed our free throws. We got to do a better job knocking down free throws. And, you know, it's on to the next game now. It's on to Oakland. Great victory. We'll celebrate this. And then got to start preparing for Oakland tomorrow.
Well, you look at your offense tonight, you got three guys in double figures, and when you only score 62 points, you know, if you got three guys in double figures, you're kind of spreading the wealth around a little bit, and I think that's what you're looking for.
We're looking for 3 to 4. I would love to have a fourth one in there, double figures, but, you know, game was different, matchups were different. We played a lot of different combinations, but, you know, we do that in practice anyway, so those guys are used to playing with each other. But you know, we had to match their size. They were small and fast, so we just went small and fast to match those guys, and it worked out well for us.
8 turnovers in the first half. You cut that back to 5 in the second half, took a little better care of the ball. Was that just sort of adjusting to what Air Force was doing, or were you maybe a little looser in the first half?
I thought we were a little careless in the first half with the passes. We just didn't see the pass. We just threw a pass, and that's what led to our turnover. They're not a pressure defensive team, but they're opportunistic, and they took advantage of what we were doing. I don't think their pressure or anything made us turn it over. I think it was us who turned it over.
Also tonight we saw Willie Lightfoot, and we saw the high side of what we expect to see, and then we saw a couple of turnovers where it seemed like he went to do what he was going to do, and before he got there, it was already gone, but he had nowhere to go, right?
That's the ups and downs of a freshman. He's going to do something spectacular, and then he's going to do something that you just shake your head and wonder. But he competes hard, fun to be around, energetic, bring energy to the other guys. You know, he's just got to learn, and that's the biggest thing for him, learn. Hopefully the minutes that he get, he matures and get more poise, and we can be able to use him more down the stretch.
You talked about Samari Curtis before the game and how he's more of a leader for you this year. Seemed like late in the game when you felt like you needed a basket, you know, in those important situations, that most of the time Samari was the guy. Maybe he wasn't taking the shot, but it was kind of going through him.
Yeah, it was going through him and Leon Ayers. Those were the two guys that we kind of put the ball in their hands at the end. They both can create shots, and they did a great job of creating not only for themselves but for others. The biggest key now, got to be able to knock down free throws and finish the game. I thought we did a good job, but we could have done a great job.
Now you get a whole change of pace going up to the O-Arena on Friday, right?
Definitely going up there. I think they'll play us in that 1-3-1 again that they did last year. Haven't watched them yet. I'm always one game at a time, so I'm not that far ahead yet. But I think they'll play the 1-3-1 again, and we just got to figure out a way to attack it.
Well, Coach, we'll see you up at Oakland University on Friday night. Congrats on the season-opening win.
Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons beat Air Force 62-58.